Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, presented by your local Hyundai dealers. This is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score. And always live on the free Odyssey app. WSCR Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. And Odyssey Sports Station. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Score update studio brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants. Do it today. Moments away from the debut of Ben Johnson right here on 670 The Score with Mullion Hall. Moments away, the newest head coach of your Chicago Bears. NFL Final Four is set. The NFC and AFC title games Sunday afternoon, beginning with Commanders Eagles, followed by Bills Chiefs. The winners march on to Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans. We will have those games for you beginning at 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. The Warriors got the best of the Bulls, 131-106. Zach LaVine did have 24 points. The Bulls back on the score on Saturday evening when they host the 76ers. The Blackhawks, they will be dropping the puck at the United Center tonight, taking on the Blackhawks. College hoops, Maryland took down number 17 Illini, 90-71. Northwestern is taking on the Illini on Sunday. The White Sox have Sox Fest this weekend. You just heard Chris Getz with Mullion Hall just a moment ago. The segment and the hour are brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Do yourself a favor. Save on dental implants. Do it today.
Let me tell you something. Ben Johnson knows football inside and out. He's highly intelligent. He's an incredibly hard worker. But he couples all of that with just, you know, being a really good person, honest, hardworking, and perhaps one of the things I like, you know, most is everything Ben has gotten has been merit-based. I said, I think sleep is a superpower. I think there's an element of working smarter and not harder now that it seems Ben is, you know, a fitness guy. He takes care of himself. Everybody grinds, and it's tiring. And believe me, nobody's going to work harder than Ben. I want to make that clear.
Mullion Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We talked to the old Bears offensive coordinator, John Shoup, who coached Ben Johnson in college the other day. And then we got a chance to go out there and watch the introductory news conference. And we are delighted now to welcome in the new Bears head coach, Ben Johnson. He joins us on the Score Hotline, brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, Aturo.com. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning there, Molly. I thought I recognized that voice that I just heard. It's a blast from the past right there. Coach Shoup, he's one of my favorites.
That was great to talk to John Shoup the other day. We covered John Shoup. Molly and I have been here long enough that when he was the offensive coordinator. And then he said the thing about making different look the same looking different. And then you quoted him at your own press conference, and it was great to see, Ben. Just wondered that origin of that story, the seed that was planted when you were a walk-on quarterback at North Carolina to get into coaching. How important was that moment and John Shoup in your life?
Well, David, honestly, I've been around – that was my third coordinator in college, and it was the first time John Shoup was – it was the first time I went into the building, went into the meeting room, was around a guy, and I said, I want to be like this man. He had that type of impact not only on the quarterback room but the entire offense, and just to see someone be that impactful in a young person's life, it really resonated with me. And so soon after I spent that much time with him, that's when I started looking at, man, maybe I want to get into graduate assistant and see if coaching is in my future. Now, everyone had always said I'd be a but I thought that was just their polite way of saying I'm not a really good player. You know what I mean? So, that happens sometimes. But, no, Shoup was very influential on me. His philosophy on offensive football I thought was top-notch, and it certainly was a big thing for me when I finally got my coordinator opportunity that I referenced back to. So he's one of my favorites.
That's great stuff. And, you know, we talked to him. I remember covering him back in the day when he would be at Hallis Hall at 3 o'clock in the morning, and you'd hear about him talking to Sean Payton. I believe he was in Dallas at the time. Like, young coaches staying up all night talking to each other. And that's when he said sleep is a superpower and talked about how he wished he had taken better care of himself. But in those days, it was all about the grind. And I'm thinking about you, and I'm thinking, my God, you're playing in a playoff game, and it was a disheartening finish, and you must have been up all night, and then you got your meeting saying goodbye. Now you're in Chicago, and you're doing all this media. I mean, sleep is a superpower, Coach. Are you without it? Have you been up for several days? How are you holding up?
Yeah, no. Listen, that's the name of the game. Shoup used to also say your body can handle a lot more than you really realize, your body and your mind both. And so that's true as well. So it's a long season. It's a lot of late nights. But once you get into a rhythm, your body will respond. Your mind will respond to it. And so, I feel great. This is it's been such an exciting opportunity for me that no, I don't need to slow down right now. There's just too much going on. There's too much good going on right now that I just want the momentum to continue to build. I want a great staff together, and eventually we'll get going on the playbook. I want to reach out to all these players. I haven't had the opportunity to talk to everybody yet. I'm still getting to know the building. So, listen, there's a lot of work to get done, but I hate how the season ended for me in Detroit, but just the excitement level that I have moving forward, sleep's a thing of the past. We'll catch up on that later.
So you know well the relationship between perception and reality as a offensive coordinator and now a head coach in the NFL. And so the perception of you before we heard you the other day at Hallis Hall, Ben, I think was that, all right, offensive guru, great play designer, boy, he's innovative, don't know how he's going to command the room. You don't know how he is in front of players. And I don't know if that was always fair, but for the last month or so, as we were pondering who's going to be the next head coach of the Bears, we were paying more attention to your press conferences, wondering how you connected and communicated. And I just wonder, from your perspective, how conscious you were or are of the offensive guru label, and sometimes how we assume that a guy can't be both an offensive guru and the, quote, leader of men.
Yeah, listen, there's each role you're in, whether it was quality control, position coach, coordinator, you try to focus on doing your job to the best of your ability. And so I proceeded with the coordinator role with that in mind. My job in front of the media was to really have a message for the players, hype up our players to a degree, and bring the message to the head coach out to the media and the fans as well. And so that was my role. It changes now. It changes now completely. I'm beyond confident that I'm ready for this, and this is really what I wanted. The players in that locker room in Detroit where I came from, I really believe they knew that this was coming at some point. The coaches, time and time again, would encourage, hey, Ben, you gotta do this, man. You're ready. It's time, you know? And so, mm-hmm. No, you listen to everybody around you, and the feedback you get is, no, it's this is the right move for me. And I know there's, you might not have seen much personality necessarily through media interviews or on the sideline on game day, but that's what the job called for at that time. And I think I've shown over the course of my career, I can morph and I can blend into whatever the job requires. So, yeah, it's a different deal going forward, and it's one that I'm really looking forward to.
So I'm just surfing the internet and reading whatever I can, preparing to talk to you, and I stumble across all these photos of you as a Cub fan, and it's you. You're very young, you and your brother and your dad out at Wrigley Field, and then there's you and your wife, like your I guess girlfriend, do out at Wrigley Field, and then you're married, and now your kids are out, and you're all at Wrigley Field, and I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking to myself, and I heard the story that your brother signed up for seasons when he was like a senior in high school and then eventually gets it. And I'm thinking, like, my mother, you know, this is a guy with a game plan.
That's
this
confidence.
That's like your brother, you know, you don't come from huge money. I mean, I'm just saying the guy is obviously brilliant. He goes to MIT. He knows he's going to be able to afford tickets in Chicago to the Cubs when he's in high school as he's graduating. And then you benefit from that. You must come from like a family of geniuses. How can you describe your brother and what that connection to Chicago is?
Yeah, listen, I don't know. Genius is might be going a little bit too far, but no, he is super sharp, and really, it's a credit to my parents. My folks are both educators. They're now retired, but my dad was formerly assistant coach in college. He got out of it when he started having kids and ended up being a high school administrator. And then my mom was a special education teacher. I have an older sister that's also in education. She's an assistant principal at the high school we went to. And so that was a big influence on us early, and you know, really rubbed off onto the kids. So we try to get good grades and all that. But no, it's funny that whole story of Chicago, because it took my brother, you know, six, almost 8 years before his name got to the top of the wait list and being able to, and so at that point he had already graduated college, and he and his buddies were able to go in and I think get four tickets each and every season. So no, it's been pretty crazy to see that, how everything goes full circle. You grow up watching the Cubs on WGN with Harry Carey and Ryan Sandberg and Mark Grace and all those guys, and to see where it's come full circle now, it's kind of special, to be honest with you.
Well, if you're not throwing out the first pitch on opening day, I don't know what they're doing over there. So, but I also wonder, Ben, as we see those pictures Mully referenced and we hear the story of you growing up a Cubs fan, all those trips here, I just wonder, you're an ambitious young guy. You're a bright individual. I just wonder, at what point in time, was Chicago always a destination for you professionally? Even before you got to Detroit, even before this job became a possibility, did you, in your wildest dreams, always think, well, one day, I want to live here. I want to have my family here?
David, I tell you this, man. It's the time I've spent here last few years, there's no question that helped me find comfort. You know, when particularly I'm interviewing for this job, and I feel such great pull from George and Kevin and Ryan and the family atmosphere. And then it piggybacks onto what I already know about the places here, the institutions here, the people are so friendly. I love the Midwest in general. I think it's a great place to raise kids. And so, yeah, it certainly played a large role. And honestly, the whole thing was a no-brainer once it all came together. And I just saw the vision for this franchise, this organization, where we want to go. And I really believe we can get there with the leadership we have in place. So you combine that with the location. You combine that really with the people and the city. It all felt right to me.
You know, I think that as a math major and a computer science guy, I can't help but wonder, like, how does your brain work as you watch football? I thought it was awesome that you said you and the quarterback need to sit together and he needs to understand what the play caller is thinking. You need to understand how he looks at the game. You're going to watch tape together. And I got to tell you, like, I'm fascinated by that. I'm fascinated by how your brain works as a math guy. Are you computing everything? When it comes to fourth downs, you come from a coach that was always making. Did you sometimes think this is insane? Or, yes, the numbers say yes. How do you do that? What is it? What's going through your head?
Listen, I'm all on board. Analytics, there's no doubt within a game, you're thinking through all the scenarios as quickly as you can. You're trying to compute it in your head. And it helps when you have somebody on the line that has already done it and can help you out. But, that plays a large factor. Here's what I'd tell you is that background that I have, particularly with software, was about designing and building, and you create that vision and you see it come to fruition. And nothing's more fulfilling than an idea that you had, it comes to life. And in that particular instance, is within a software computer context. How that's transitioned for me now as a coach is you get into coaching as a position coach, and it's the same thing with a player. You have a plan for that player. How do you get them better? How do you improve them? And then you look to execute that plan together, and it's such a beautiful thing to see a player grow and improve. Same thing when I move over to coordinator. Now it's more in an offensive context, the entire unit. You have a vision for what it's going to look like. How do we build it? How do we bring it all together? And it takes so many people to see it happen. And, the success we had the last few years, I mean, I think it's, that's what really makes you feel good at the end of the, season. And so, it's really no different now as a head coach. This is the vision. This is, really the design of what we're trying to get done, the culture we're trying to instill within this building. And this, the challenge is going to be to get the right guys in here, the coaching staff, and augment the talent level that we already have here and see this thing come to life just like we're planning on doing. But to me, that's the fun part of it, is the building together, because it's hard. But when it's done the right way, it's so, so fulfilling and beautiful at the end.
We're talking with Bears head coach Ben Johnson here on The Score. And Ben, everybody loves the trick plays. You got us on the stumble bum when you were here with the Lions in December. We saw the double lateral last week. Oh, my gosh.
That's a great idea.
That was great and creative. And I think you become known for certain things. And yet, at the same time, it's more than that. I loved when you talked about not installing the Lions offense in Chicago. It's going to be an offense tailored around the skill set of the players you have. And yet, you still have to have the ideas that you bring to the table. Could you distinguish between what we have referred to often in this town and football cities as a play collector, guys who do have great innovation and offensive minds, versus play callers, and how you have to sequence plays early to set them up for later, and how that all comes together? Because you've got to have more than just these trick plays that people remember. You've got to have an overall system plan.
Yeah, listen, it's always predicated on the foundation and the fundamentals. And so springtime is going to be about simple things like ball security, how to catch the football, how to run after catch, proper fundamentals of blocking. Like, these are the building blocks that we cannot overlook. All the bells and whistles, those are fun. Those are fun for the fans. And I'll tell the guys this as well. We are in the entertainment industry, and we are entertainers on game day, and that's part of it. We're competitors, and we need to win, but also let's have a little fun while we're doing it. And so that's a big portion of it, but none of it can be done unless the fundamentals are really hammered home. And so that'll be our challenge here. How far can we push the fun part, the trick plays, all that stuff? I'd love to get to it, but we'll see what our guys can handle, what they can do well. End of the day, we're going to do things that we trust our players to do. As a play caller, I do love the thought of showing one thing early in the game and circling back to something different later. I love the thought of What does our last four games look like to the opposition? Because that's probably what they're practicing. So how can we use that information against them? You know, all those things, they all play a part in terms of the game plan and how we call it. But really, it comes down for our players. They have to understand a deuce block, a deuce combination in the run game. Man, we got to master that fundamental. And once we do that, then we can add a bunch of different layers to it. Same thing on defense. We got to be great at block protection in terms of getting up, shedding blocks and getting to the ball carrier. And once we master those fundamentals, now we can add maybe a couple more pressures, or we can add a couple more coverages there on the back end to make it even harder for the opposition. So we'll take this thing as far as our players are willing to take it. And right now, I'm getting to know this crew. I'm getting to know this locker room. And I've been really encouraged by the players I've already met and everything I've heard from Ryan in the meantime.
Yeah, it was a real show of respect, the guys who showed up. And it was wonderful, the dichotomy of seeing you one day telling the building how important the locker room, and then the next telling the players to prepare prepare to be uncomfortable. I thought that kind of combination of the way you were talking to people was excellent.
Listen, Molly, these guys, they want to be great. I really believe that every player in this locker room, that's what they want to do. They want to become great. And that looks different for every player. Greatness looks different for every player. But it'll be our job as coaches to hold them accountable, all right, set the bar really high. We're going to push them out of their comfort zone. But at the same time, they're going to know it's all within their best interest. We're going to have a great support system built up around them. We'll set that bar high, but it's also because we feel like they can get there and they can achieve that. So that's going to be the balance that we'll strike with these guys. And that was really the feedback from this locker room that I've gathered from the end of last year. That they want that. They want to be challenged. They want to be coached. And so I think it's going to be very receptive, that message going forward.
Ben, there was so much reported about you being the leading candidate among head coaching possibilities in Chicago, in Las Vegas, in Jacksonville. And there was always a suggestion that you wanted to have your own front office personnel executive to bring with you. And that maybe if you had a sitting general manager like Ryan Poles, it would be an impediment to you taking this job. Turned out that wasn't the case. You spoke about being in lockstep with Ryan Poles, about you guys sharing a past at Boston College, working at the same cubicle, for goodness sakes. So how would you describe that relationship, how it's come together? And look, you know how it works in NFL cities. Everybody wants to know, the new guy in town with the big contract, are you the guy who has a final say on roster decisions when you're talking with your general manager?
Listen, everything we do is going to be together. I didn't know Ryan. So I got to BC right after he had left. And so there was a lot of crossover in terms of the people that we knew. I did my research on him. He did his research on me. I think we both felt really good going into the interview, and we ended up hitting it off. I think we've gotten along really well in that interview setting, and we've been excellent so far. And I totally expect that to be the case moving forward. We see the vision for this program being exactly the same, and I'm just beyond excited to find a partner like this. Here's what I'd tell you. Don't believe everything you hear floating around out there in the media, because rarely does it ever come from me, right? So I found exactly what I was looking for right here, and it didn't take me very long on that interview to see the presence of George, Kevin, Ryan, the rest of the crew. It was everyone has a shared vision, and they're totally committed to building a team that this city is going to be proud of.
You know, it's great to talk to you, Coach. We really appreciate your time. I would just say the last time the Bears won a championship, you weren't even born yet. So we're really looking forward to hopefully getting back to the playoffs and what follows and everything else. Really great talking to you. Great energy. We're really pumped up.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
That's Ben Johnson, the new Bears head coach. 312-644-6767. They hit a home.
That was fun.
They hit a home run.
That was fun.
Mully and Haw on the score.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Always predicated on the foundation and the fundamentals. And so springtime is going to be about simple things like ball security, how to catch the football, how to run after catch, proper fundamentals of blocking. Like these are the building blocks that we cannot overlook. All the bells and whistles, those are fun. Those are fun for the fans. And I'll tell the guys this as well. We are in the entertainment industry, and we are entertainers on game day. And that's part of it. We're competitors, and we need to win. But also, let's have a little fun while we're doing it. And
Mullion Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670. The score of that, of course, the voice of Ben Johnson, the new head coach of the Chicago Bears, and really enjoyed having a conversation with him. It wasn't as much an interview as we're just kind of talking to the guy.
Yeah, I think that was a good clip to come back with because the one thing that I anticipate is going to happen with Bears coverage, Bears games, Bears in general, it could be fun again. Yeah. It could be fun again. It's not been fun for too long. And what happened, the expectations in the preseason were fun. Then the season started. Now it feels like it could be fun again. And whether it's for trick plays or winning or just he seems very relaxed and comfortable being the head football coach of the Chicago Bears. And the way he communicates that message and his, just the way he connects with people, it's pretty exciting.
We've got so many great texters checking in. Great interview. I'm even more excited about where Coach Johnson will take the Bears. I'm 76 years old. I can't wait too long for the Bears to be champions once again. A guy said a similar thing. He was 62. We got someone checking in. The off-season championship is official. And it really is.
It really is.
And you got to, you know.
Well, another person said they had goosebumps listening to him.
Yeah, he is very positive, and he's also, you can tell, that he's a very bright person. You can talk to the guy, and he answered every question. I liked everything he said. I also think that there is a possibility that we're getting out over our skis. I think that everybody is shot out of a cannon. Everybody's very happy. I think the Bears should have been a better team than they were last year, and you hope that there's no more long losing streaks in the future.
Absolutely, Mully. But I don't mind being that guy. I don't mind if we're those guys. I think it's okay when you are stuck in such a rut
right.
of skepticism and cynicism covering yes. this team, being observers or fans of the Bears, that when you get a breath of fresh air like this, it's okay to inhale. It's okay to like, or to exhale because you're so excited or you're relaxing. Whatever the case is, are we getting a little carried away because you're enthusiastic about the change, about the possibility? Absolutely. If you weren't, I think, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, they need help in the trenches, as we said about 50 times.
Yeah,
We know exactly what they need. It's still football. Well said, David. You got to win the line of scrimmage in football.
You win the line of scrimmage in football. You take advantage of the situations as they come up, and you strategically plan to be great. And what he's doing now is day by day, hour by hour, he knows the first thing he has to do is evaluate things. But I think even before that, he's been a willing ambassador
yeah.
of all things yeah. Chicago Bears. He is enthusiastic. Yeah. He's getting people revved up again, and hope has returned. I don't know how long it's going to last, but you're right. We need to be conscious of all that, but it's fun.
It's Friday. Less than a week ago, the guy was coaching in the playoffs. Now he's the head coach of the Bears, and he's doing the media rounds, and he's talking to people. I am absolutely blown away by the fact that they paid the money they did for him, by the fact that we went to a news conference and left without complaining. I think the stuff that he's saying, when he says we're bringing it down to the studs, he said that during his interview. This is what he's talking about. You got to be able to catch the ball. You got to be able to block.
Fundamentals.
You got to have fundamentals, period, in the story.
And
guys that can teach them.
I tell you what we learned, what I learned from that conversation was that this is a very relatable guy because he comes from a pretty a humble background.
He's a self-made man.
He's a self-made
guy. This is not a guy that was trained by one person.
Parents are educators.
He's bounced around the league. Every job he's done it well, and then he's moved to the next one, and he's done well. And then he becomes a coordinator, and he's done very well.
Worked his way up.
You don't see that as often as you need to. This is not someone's son who grew up on the lap and was taught everything. This is not somebody that, you know, seven of them were together arguing about football every day for their lives, and then they all become head coaches.
Well, no, his brother was busy planning for MIT and the riches he would make so he could afford season tickets.
I'm as intrigued by his brother as anything else.
We need to book his brother.
How do you start getting seasons in high school? I mean, I get it. Maybe you start that, but to actually follow through.
And how are you in a family where your brother is a $13 million a year guy who's the head coach of the Chicago Bears, and you're considered the smart one? So that's fascinating to hear. And then his sister, he said his older sister is a special education teacher.
Yes.
His mom is as well.
That's great.
And when you grow up, I think around that kind of environment, you appreciate the little things. And I think that you respect all people. Well, that's the one thing that is also very evident this week as we get to know Ben Johnson. His respect for people and his consideration for people comes through. This is somebody who understands what to say, and he's also very conscious of his place. And it's very refreshing. And it's also, as one texter, 815, points out, there hasn't been any coach speak yet.
That's a good point.
So we're not going to refer to him as the coachiest of coaches.
Yeah.
This is the he's a pretty skilled communicator.
No acronyms, no anagrams. I don't know what I'm saying. I love that. I love talking to the guy, and I'm fired up for the Bears. I really want to see what the staff looks like when he gets it together. And
good answer to the question about Dan Campbell and the gambling aspect.
Yeah, that was great.
The high risk, high reward type of approach.
Yes.
And he's like, I'm into it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's going to be interesting the first time. He's going to fail. 4th and 7 from his own 42-yard line, and they don't make it. And all of a sudden they fall behind 7-0. Who knows what the case is?
Yeah, they don't have Penny Sewell to run behind on 4th down.
No. They've got the wrong Sewell brother.
Yeah.
Noah.
He's a linebacker here.
Can they swap?
I wonder if this is good for him, that you bring in a guy who knows his brother well maybe he'll come up with a trick play for Noah.
If he
Why is he on offense?
Why is he on the roster?
What is he doing trying to throw?
What did you think of his answer about the Ryan Poles question?
I thought it was good. I thought it was, you know, the kind of answer you needed to hear. Ryan Poles has already said that he's going to have a lot of influence on that stuff and that he will be able to control the roster as he wants. They're going to lean on him a little bit. We've already heard that from him. So it's kind of interesting that he feels that they're going to be able to work together. I think he wanted the job here, David.
I do too.
I think above everything else, he wanted the job here. It's like, imagine if Liam Cohen wanted the job in Jacksonville like that. He wouldn't wait till they fired the general manager.
He would have taken it.
Yeah.
With or without Trent Baalke.
That's it.
And it's an interesting comparison.
Well, because we heard it.
We heard it, and also because, let's face it, now that Liam Cohen down in Jacksonville is starting his job as one of the 32, and he's the head coach of the Jaguars, but he's got this sort of baggage.
Oh, he does have baggage.
This is a little stigma.
He ran out a guy.
He ran a guy out, and also he didn't end things in Tampa the right way because they're upset there. Ben Johnson starting with a fresh, clean slate.
Yeah.
A week ago, he was game planning for the Commanders. A week later, he's making the media rounds representing the Bears.
Incredible.
And everybody's thrilled about it. So that's how you start a tenure.
I don't know why I'm fascinated by it. Maybe because we don't get any sleep and we get up too early. We talked to Mitch yesterday. And Mitch tells us, yeah, he got up, he slept until 6. Now, that sounds like nothing. That's like 4 hours later than the guy usually gets up,
yeah,
right?
So
on our schedule, we can appreciate that. This gentleman, Ben Johnson, you ask him about the sleep's the superpower? Sleep sheep. He doesn't want to count any. He doesn't need any.
He could have done that interview instead of the pick 6 this morning. We could have had him on at 6 a.m. instead of 9 a.m. You know he was up.
Yeah.
Grinding away.
That's right.
So yeah, he definitely doesn't look tired. He certainly doesn't sound tired. He just keeps communicating, spreading the message that it's a new era at Hallis Hall.
Tell you what, I mean, again, it is. If they gave away a Super Bowl championship for off seasons, Bears once again stacking them up.
Before we talk to Mike Palm from Circus Sports, right now be the sixth caller to the Scores contest line, 312-540-0670. Win a pair of tickets to see Chris Stapleton's All-American Roadshow with special guests The War and Treaty, Saturday, June 28th, Credit Union One Amphitheater, Tinley Park. Tickets at LiveNation.com.
Mike Palm is one of God's great men. It'll be fun to get a chance to talk to him. I'm very curious what Vegas thinks of the Bears now, just what the hire means from what eventually will be kind of a very representative. What were they favorite? Was it 8.5 last year or something like that?
8.5.
Now after this season, where are they? I'm very curious, and I'm sure they haven't computed that yet. But Mike has got a similar mind to Ben Johnson. He can compute all that stuff for us. We'll talk to him next. Mully and Hall on the Score.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, proudly presents the star of our show,
Mike Palm. Vice President of Operations of Circa, the D and Golden Gate.
Vegas! Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Twitter, at Mike Palm Circa.
Why don't I take you somewhere that you've never been?
Where's that? Vegas?
Let's head to Vegas with Mike Palm, sponsored by Circa Sports Illinois. Sports betting the way it should be, with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Remember, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
I don't care if the sun Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We are blessed to have friends in Vegas, and Mike Palm is joining us now on the Score Hotline, brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, aturo.com. Mike, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, fellas. You know, Mully, I think we have to tip our caps to David Haw, the hardest working man in sports media. I mean, he takes on the TV gig and now a third job as Ben Johnson's agent. It's remarkable.
Wow. From the top rope, Mike Paul. Wow. What makes you say that?
Oh, it's beautiful.
Well, I think we need to just slow our roll a little bit here.
Okay.
I mean, everybody is so goo-goo gaga. This guy has no executive experience whatsoever. You know, The guy just signed a contract for $65 million. You'd think he could wear a suit that fits him in the most important press conference of his life. But he wears one that's two sizes too big. Look, he had the perfect front man for him in Detroit in Dan Campbell, who handled all things fans, all things media, dealt with the ownership. He has nobody to be his front man now. I mean, that's the job he has to assume. But he's got nobody. Who's it going to be? Kevin Poles? I mean, failed Big Ten commissioner. Warren, no. He's got nobody to be supportive of him here in Chicago. Let's just call it as it is, guys. I want to bring some reality to the city of Chicago, okay?
Well, the reality is they've never had a head coach make a stronger first impression at his introductory news conference. It might be a low bar, but he cleared it. And this is a guy that was the brightest available candidate among head coaching possibilities. And the Bears got their guy. And we're tired of the cynicism because this is a breath of fresh air, Mike Palm.
This was a hire just like the Caleb Williams draft. You may not have wanted done it, but you had to because you'd be criticized if you weren't. Everybody said Caleb Williams is the best, so you have to draft the number one. Everybody says Ben Johnson is the best, so you have to hire him as your head coach. I think a better fit for Ben Johnson would have been Dallas, and I think Mike McCarthy would have been a better fit for the Bears. But that's just my opinion. Meanwhile, in your interview this morning, the first thing the guy did was trash his first two offensive coordinators at North Carolina. Gary Tranquil and Frank Cignetti Jr., Kurt's brother. They didn't inspire him to go into coaching. Only Shoup did. And are we longing for the days of the John Shoup offense? They ranked 26th, 28th, and 29th in those 3 years. Does anyone remember that?
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful, Mike.
2001 was special.
Hey, the Bears were, I think their win total was like 8.5. Last year, they obviously got the five games, but that's not the .5 they were after. What do you make of how they'll be? I mean, how will they be perceived going into next year? Do you hold over the horrible season and then add that to things when the Super Bowl's over and you're looking at your win total stuff?
Well, the division looks stronger than you might have thought it was, too, with the Vikings, right? Yeah, I mean, the Vikings outperformed their win total by eight games. So the thoughts on the division are a little harder. Obviously, they're going to be upgraded because of the coaching change. You got the number 10 draft pick. I would think they were going to go offensive line, right? I mean, that's all indications from what he's saying. I mean, I think your win total is probably going to be right there about the same 8.5 or 9, a slight dog. To make the playoffs, but look, let's see what happens. I always tell everybody who's so high on this bet, will the Bears win an NFC North title in the next 3 years? That's my question to them. I'm going to give it to you as a pick. Are you betting yes or no? And that kind of tells me how they really feel about the hire.
Wow.
I'd say yes, but you're not surprised by that.
You're the man's
agent. I'm the agent, so I have to say yes. Speaking of things that might ruin your day, Mike Palm, what do you think about the Raiders hiring Pete Carroll?
Love it. Absolutely love it. People said, how can you hire Pete Carroll? He's 74 years old. But everybody's goo-goo gaga over Belichick at 73 going to Chapel Hill. I don't get it. I think you need somebody with culture. I don't think his message, his rah-rah message is going to be, maybe it wears out after a few years, but the guy's also a pretty good defensive mind, and he's won on every level. So I like it. I like having Pete Carroll in Las Vegas. I think it's great. You know, the Raiders offered Ben Johnson $8.5 million, and he would have taken it, I believe, until the Bears came over the top with the $13 million.
All right, help us out. NFC and AFC title game Sunday. Are you with the Commanders at the Eagles? They're getting 6 points. What's your take on that one?
I took six. I mean, when I saw 5.5, I thought it's too high. It got down to 4.5 Sunday night with early money on the Commanders, and then it's been steady Eagles money. Look, the rookie quarterback Daniels, who the Bears could have had, I mean, he's done nothing wrong so far. They're so very efficient. They don't turn the ball over. I know the Eagles have a better offensive line. I know the Eagles have a better defensive line. But, you know, in the fourth quarter with 4 minutes to go and you need a drive to win the game, who do you trust more, Jalen Hurts or Jaden Daniels? I think I trust Jaden Daniels more, too. Plus, I think Jake Elliott might be a factor in this game as well. He misses two extra points against the Rams. And look, Sirianni seems like he doesn't want to try anything over 45 with him either. The team's lost the confidence. So if it comes down to a field goal, I lean with Commanders as well.
So when you're done ripping us, Mike, what are you going to tell us about Notre Dame letting another offensive lineman drop into the portal?
There's coming back on, the top rope.
First of all, I didn't rip Mully at all. I meant directly at you, Dave. So I mean, I want to make that clear. All I can say is what a tremendous season for Notre Dame. I think they're going in the right direction. Look, they got beat by a team that was far superior to them. Ohio State had to make about five mistakes like they did against Texas for Notre Dame to win.
Right.
They made two.
Yeah.
Ubuka fumbled and they had one holding call. I mean, they were clearly the best team.
Yeah.
They'll have to make a 30 for 30 how they lost to Michigan. But I'm very high on it. I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed they lose Al Golden, obviously. I mean, here's another one. You cannot be serious. The Colts, they think Lou Anarumo's an upgrade. I mean, Lou Anarumo's been, his defense has gotten worse and worse and worse. Lou Anarumo will be the footnote for why Joe Burrow never won a Super Bowl. So I don't get the move, but good luck to Al Golden. You'll have to replace him. And I think the Irish will be fine. They'll be okay at quarterback. I mean, all Steve Angeli did was throw seven perfect passes in the Orange Bowl in the one drive he got.
We got a minute left, Mike. What do you think of the Bills at the Chiefs? The Chiefs getting points at home against the team that they beat out of habit in the playoffs.
Chiefs are a 2-point favorite here, Mully. We opened them 1.5. They're two. I can't play the side because I think it's just a coin flip game. It's a coin flip game. I did play the total over because the weather should be perfect there. And I think if you want to look at props, I think you bet both tight ends over their yards. Kelce over 68.5 and Kincaid over 35.5. That's my thoughts on that game.
Great stuff, Mike. Always a joy to talk to you.
Drive
thank
safely
you,
out there, Mike.
Yeah, thank you, and good luck to the Bears.
Thanks, buddy. We're going to need it, apparently. That's Mike Baum. He's Mr. Vegas.
That's all we wrote. All she wrote for today.
What a great show. Thank you to everybody. Thanks to we got too many people to thank to get it in, but we appreciate everyone.
Thanks for watching, listening, texting, everything.
All that stuff. Mully and Haw on the Score.
Have a great weekend.